Hi, I'm Norman Van Aken, and welcome to A Word on Food. Today's Word on Food is Christmas dinner in Japan. Japan might not jump to mind when you think of Christmas dinner, but I've come to learn that Christmas dinner is widely celebrated in Japan, not with hymns, manger scenes, or snowball fights, but with Kentucky Fried Chicken. Yes, on December 25th, Colonel Sanders trades in his Mark Twain white suit for Santa Claus red. How, you may wonder, did this come about? It goes back to the 1970s, according to a writer named Eleanor Warnock. A customer went to one of the early KFC stores in Japan at that time, and, in an attempt to make do without the more traditional turkey that he was accustomed to, substituted his needs with a bucket of Kentucky Fried Chicken. Somehow, management at KFC seized on this as a finger-licking good turning point for the then-struggling chain. They marshaled their efforts, and despite the fact that fewer than 1% of the Japanese population is Christian, made Christmas cash registers ring like sleigh bells. There are 11,000 KFC stores in Japan now. They have folks lined up both at stores and online ordering the 11 secret herbed and spiced fried birds. If you go and want to be in the know, one orders the chicken, not by the word chicken. You tell the order taker, "I'll have the Kentucky." Harlan David Sanders was born in Indiana in 1890. He held a number of jobs in his storybook-worthy life. They included steam engine stoker, insurance salesman, and a filling station operator. He even had a stint working in Cuba as a teamster. He began selling fried chicken from a roadside stand in North Corbin, Kentucky, during the Depression. In 1930, the Shell Oil Company offered Sanders a service station rent-free in return for paying them a percentage of sales. Harlan Sanders served chicken dishes and other meals, including country hams and steaks. At first, he served the customers in his living quarters before opening a restaurant. It was during this period that Sanders was involved in a shootout with a man named Matt Stewart, a local fried chicken competitor, over the repainting of a sign directing traffic to his station. Mr. Stewart killed a Shell official who was with Sanders and was convicted of murder, eliminating Sanders' competition. The colonel lived to fry again. By the late 1930s, Colonel Sanders' gas station was so well known for his fried chicken that Sanders decided to remove the gas pumps and build a restaurant in its place. While perfecting his secret recipe with the 11 herbs and spices, Sanders found that pan-frying chicken was too slow, requiring 30 minutes per order. Frying the chicken in hot fat required half that time, but produced dry, unevenly done chicken. In 1939, he found that using a pressure cooker, which could produce cooked, crispy chicken in 8 or 9 minutes, and Sanders recognized the potential of the restaurant franchising concept. The first KFC franchise opened in Utah in 1952, and things flew from there. As a college student, I lived over one for a year. I'm not recommending it. As I gnawed on my crispy chicken leg of fried chicken near our Christmas tree, contemplating this cultural shift, drinking a neat glass of Japanese-made whiskey, I wondered if the lyric to the famed Yuletide song might also be switched. Little drumstick boy, pa-rum-pa-pum-pum. I'm Norman Van Aken, and that's my word on food.
Peace on earth, can it be? Years from now, see.